question in the laws of Bishul Akum. The question is asked in a case where the Goyim cook the food, which would be a problem. However, after they cook the food, they dry the food out, and therefore, the question is, does that mevatel, does that undo the original cooking? The Ben Ish Chai discusses a case that happened in Baghdad. The Ben Ish Chai is in Parashat Chukat, Shana Bet, Halakha Yud Zayin, where he discusses that they used to buy burghot, and the Goyim used to cook it until it was ma'achal ben drosai, until it would be able to be eaten. And then after they would cook the burghot, they would dry it out, and then the Jews would buy it. So the question to the Ben Ish Chai was, well, is it considered cooked by the Goyim? If that's the case, then it's bishul akum, you can't eat it. Or do we say that since they dried it out, and the Jew has to cook it again, so therefore what the Goy did is batel? So the Ben Ish Chai quotes from Shut Avkat Rochel. Avkat Rochel is Maran. Maran wrote She'elot U'Tshuvot Avkat Rochel. And clearly in the Shut Avkat Rochel he says that once the Goy dries it out, Nitpatel Ma'asav Arishon, his original Ma'aseh is nullified, and therefore in that case of the burghot that was cooked by the Goyim, the Jew could recook it again and you have no problem with Bishul Akum. This case happens a lot in the modern day. For example, today they sell a lot of instant foods. The instant food like instant rice, or they sell couscous and things like this, or soups that were originally cooked in the factory, and now you come and you just have to add a little water to it, some hot water, and right away it comes back alive again. The food comes alive right away. The only reason why it's able to get cooked so fast is because they cooked it already in the factory. So today you just have to put some instant rice in the water, bingo, it comes back alive. So according to the Ben Ish Chai, based on Avkat Rochel, there's no problem with Bishul Akum in such a case. Because since it was cooked already, and the Goyim undid it by drying it out, when you get the bag of rice or couscous, it's not edible at that point. It looks like it's raw. There's no way that you could know that it was cooked already unless you put it in water again. And therefore, there'd be no problem of Bishul Akum in such cases. But the Ben Ish Chai points out that this kula that we say comes a chumrah on the other side. He said there were some places that the Jews cooked the burghot, and they cooked it ma'achal ben drosai. So now the Jews bought that burghot and they wanted to use the goy to cook it. Same because the Jew cooked it in the, already. He said, no, just like we say the ma'aseh of the goy is netpatel, we say the ma'aseh of the Yehudi is also netpatel. So therefore, if the Jew did it, you cannot rely and say, well, it's Bishulei Yisrael, therefore the goy could put it in the water. It goes both ways, ben the chumrah and ben the kula. Halakha ma'aseh, food that was cooked by the goyim, and then it was undone through the process of drying, where the Jew now has to recook it to make it edible, we do not have a problem in this case of Bishulei Akum.